Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Now the egg cracking, whisk snatching Spaniard, also known as Miguel from the living room, is joining us on the phone. Good morning.
Yeah, fantastic. It's so good to have you back on the show. The living room is on our screens tonight. What's happening on the show tonight, Miguel?
Okay, tonight we have, it's a really good one. First, thanks for having me on the show again. And what is fantastic about tonight's episode is we got a big family. They pretty much, it's a crowded house. So it's like a couple, they got four beautiful girls. And every time one of their girls was being born, they add one room to the house. So the house is quite busy. They're all always in the kitchen, and they're all really loud, and they're all really beautiful family. And Barry is going to come and do an extension, a beautiful area for them to have more space. I'm going to come and teach them how to cook, obviously, with a little bit of leftovers and on a budget, because they spend a fortune in food, because all the girls are into sport. And it's like so much food the girls eat. So I'm coming and teaching them how to make one of them delicious. You know the poke bowls, like that Japanese
style
of chicken?
Yeah.
With the edamame beans, the cabbage.
Very fancy.
Yeah, and I'm teaching with the leftovers of the poke bowl. I'm teaching, because the mom is a nurse, I'm teaching how to prepare a little bit of lunch for next day at work as well.
Perfect.
And it's going to be a fantastic, it's a great, happy, feel-good, really fun episode. And also, Chris is going to be playing with Wombat. So that's extremely cute, because it's the World Wombat Day. And I don't know who is cuter, the Wombat or Chris.
Don't ask him, he'll say Chris, of course.
Now, here in SA at the moment, we've got some ease restrictions, so people might be getting together tomorrow for the Grand Final or Melbourne Cup that's coming up. What would be some tips for people catering at home this year, because we can't go out to all the big events?
Okay, the main thing when you're watching a sporting event, and in Spain, we love watching the sport, right? So the main thing is don't get too complicated with the whole entree, main course, and salad and dessert, because you're going to be watching the footy, so you don't want to be saying, hey, pass me the salad, or sipping into a carbonara pasta, right?
Yeah.
So what is, you know, all gold and all the carbonara pasta goes everywhere. So I think what we need to focus is like the tapas style. We need to set up like big charcuterie board, big cheese plate. We need to do like a beautiful, like, a lot of barbecue food. Like things that we can do, skewers, grilled prawns. We can have like a really big plate of oysters, or maybe some pate with beautiful brioche. It needs to be all like really interactive food that you just can eat with a napkin, and you don't have to be busy. Like, pass me this and pass me that. Go to the fridge, and probably you miss in the best goal, or you miss in the horse finishing the race. It has to be all really easy to eat, tapas style, all big platters, and make sure you can be sitting in the sofa and screaming and cheering your favorite team.
Oh, good. I want to go to Miguel's house for the weekend.
Yeah, sounds real good.
What about Christmas, Miguel? That's just around the corner, 60-something days to go. Do you plan your Christmas lunch meals in advance, or do you just get in there and wing it on the day? Oh, I think we've lost him. Miguel, come back.
Hello.
Oh, there he is.
Oh. What was that?
He gave us a heart attack.
Everyone is screaming in the footy final.
I said Christmas is just around the corner, Miguel. What are you up to in the kitchen for Christmas?
Oh, Christmas is a big day in my house. We do the whole, we go all in. I think this Christmas is going to be the biggest Christmas of Australian history, because everybody's been so like stressed, and everybody's been like, you know, with this pandemic and the fear that we've had in and what has been happening. And I think in my house, it's all about the big turkey, the ham, the seafood, the pork, you know, lots of veggies, the trifle, the baklava. Oh my God, my house mental. In Christmas, it's so many people come for Christmas because they know we're going to cook delicious food. But I reckon this year, because everybody's so looking forward and so excited that we slightly can celebrate a little bit more. Watch out. This is going to be the biggest Christmas ever. And we are going to pull like 5 kilos that day.
All right, add a couple to the list because me and Maddie are coming to yours as well.
I know, I'm
Now, just before we let you go, Miguel, my parents are here visiting South Australia from Canberra, and my mum is one of your biggest fans, and she's in the studio next to me right now. Mum, do you want to say hi to Miguel?
Hi, Miguel. How are you going?
Hello. What's your name?
Helen.
Helen, how are you? How are you going?
We're really well, thank you.
She wants you to follow her back on Instagram.
Can you please send me a private message and say, hi, it's me, Helen, I will send you a message and I will follow you back.
No. Look at that. Possibly the most wholesome content of 2020. Oh, Miguel, we can't wait to watch you in the living room tonight. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you, guys.